You're listening to your good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Harvest. So what this lover is saying to his beloved is, from your womb are going to come many sons and daughters. Mm-hmm. And in our old age, they will provide us with all the food and care that we need. And that is a beautiful thing. You see, he's thinking in terms of function.
Yeah.
Okay, and not in form, okay?
Well, this is why the Jews will say, oh, you make $10 million, you still just buy a Volkswagen. It'll get you to the same place. Save your money and invest it in a business.
Well, they're thinking in terms of functional, okay?
Right.
Okay. Now, God is always talking to Jewish people in the Bible in functional forms. He says, I'm the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, okay? To give you this land. Okay, this is what I'm doing. I'm describing myself by what I do. David, for example, he often refers to the God as his rock. Okay, Psalm 92. The Lord is just. He is my rock. There's no evil in him. And we naturally think, okay, well, what does that rock look like? Is it big? Is it small? Is it sharp? Is it black? Is it white? What's it look like? But Rhett, what did David do with the rock?
Oh, he slew the, with a little pebble, a small rock, slew Goliath.
He killed Goliath, right? And remember,
he
went over and picked up five stones out of that brook that runs through the Valley of Elah, smooth stones. And why five?
Why five? The number of grace? I don't know.
Because Goliath had four brothers.
Oh. Is that right?
That's right.
Oh, just in case.
He's thinking, okay.
If I kill this guy, then, yeah.
Think of what else that David does with a rock. He grinds his wheat with it. He builds a wall, builds a fortress with it. Okay? So David is thinking functionally. The Lord is my rock. He's my weapon. He's the instrument that I make my bread. He's the one that protects me. He's functionally thinking in this. So,
I wonder how frequently he practiced with that slingshot.
And
I think of Caitlin and the way she plays basketball, how these people make these shots from halfway down the court. It just amazes me. But how many times did they do that? And subconsciously, they learned.
Well, you remember David had lots of time out in the fields with the sheep and the goats. And when you're a kid and you, that's just like, Red, I tell you, the kids that I work with on the Cocoa River, they make slingshots out of, they cut a branch of a tree. They'll get some pieces of tire or some elastic. And I tell you, these guys are deadly with their slingshots. I was down by the river one day and there were... yellow-naped Amazon parrots flying around.
Beautiful.
And this kid was sitting there with his slingshot.
Oh, no.
And he just looked up, and those probably about 50, 60 feet away was one of the parrots up in a tree. And he just picked up a stone out of the river, and he turned around, and without aiming, he fired and knocked that thing down. And then he went over and picked it up and plucked it and was going to take it home, and that was going to be lunch. A $400 bird, you know, that's what they sell for even more, okay?
Wow.
But functional and form thinking, this is Greeks think in term of form, Jews think in term of function. Now, this is very helpful for us when we come to the book of John, because when we read the book of John, we hear John describing Jesus in terms of the seven I ams. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I'm the good shepherd. I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life, okay? See, these are images that John is using to appeal to his Greek audience, okay? I'm the bread of life. He feeds me. I'm the light of the world. He illuminates my path. You see, we're getting the picture here, okay? I'm the door. Yes, he opens the door to heaven for me, okay? I'm the good shepherd. Yes, he cares for me. I'm the way. He's my life journey. I'm the truth. Yes, I can discover the truth through him. I am the life. Yes, he is the source of my true life. So these are images that John is painting for his Greek audience. He's recording what Jesus said, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I can see it through these images. Yeah, he is the good shepherd. He is the door into eternity.
Mm-hmm.
He is our sustenance. He is the bread of our life, you know? He is our way. He is the truth. He is the life. But along with the seven I ams, John also records seven miracles. He turns water into wine. He heals that royal official's son from a distance when he's up in, the son is in Capernaum, and he walks up to Cana, which is about a seven-hour walk up the hill, and Jesus says, your son is healed, okay? He raises that paralytic that's by the pool, the Bethesda pool, and he then feeds the 5,000. He walks on water. He heals the blind man born blind in chapter 9. He raises Lazarus from the dead, okay? Now, John's appealing to his Jewish audience here. This is what Jesus does. Turns water into wine. Yeah, I can take ordinary people and turn them into extraordinary individuals. He can touch me even when I feel far away from him. He's healing at a distance. The guy's laying there, crippled by the pool, and he can't get to it when the water stirs, and he's not even looking for Jesus. And Jesus comes up to him and says, you want to be healed? So even when I'm not looking for God, God's looking for me. That's an incredible image for me, an incredible thought.
I know you've brought
okay?
that up before.
Like okay. He feeds 5,000. His provision for me is limitless. Rhett, his provision for you is limitless. Does that word have significance for you this morning?
Yeah.
It does for me, too.
Yeah.
I'm in need of his provision right now in a number of areas.
Yeah, me too.
And I think probably you are, too.
And it's a good way to be needful of God.
It is, okay. And then he's walking on water. I can do with him, I can do impossible things. And you and I both, we have done impossible things with him. Look at your career and the things that you've told me where you started out, that God has allowed you to do things and put you in positions. You've talked to some of the most famous people of our time.
Yeah.
Now, how does that happen to a guy that grew up the way that you did, right?
I was living in the ghetto of Troy, New York.
Exactly.
High school dropout. I mean, I was thinking about that last night. How did you ever take this nobody? Why did you choose this nobody?
Well, with him, I can do impossible things.
Yeah.
Okay.
To God be the glory.
Yeah. When he heals the blind man born blind, okay. Where I am blind, he can open my eyes to see.
Yeah.
And that's happened so many times where I am totally clueless about what's going on around me, with the relationship that I'm in, the conversation I'm in, the situation. And all of a sudden, illumination, I get wisdom. I'm able to see, you know. And, of course, when he raises Lazarus from the dead, he raised Lazarus, he's going to raise me. You know, Jesus said, God has given them to me. There's not one of my sheep that I will lose, and I myself will raise them up on the last day.
But was he referring to the disciples there?
No, he's referring to us.
I went to the tomb of Buddha, occupied. I went to the tomb of Confucius, and there he lies. When I went to the tomb of the one who claimed to be God's son, as I slowly stepped inside, where he laid crucified, his tomb was not occupied. tomb of Mohammed occupy. I went to the tomb of Lenin, and there he lies. When I went to the tomb of the one who claimed to be God's son, as I slowly stepped inside where he laid crucified, his tomb was not occupied. Hallelujah! Jesus, he did rise. Jesus, he did rise. When I went to the tomb of the one who claimed to be God's son, as I slowly stepped inside where he laid crucified, his tomb was not occupied. Hallelujah! Jesus.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for New Day with Rhett Palmer.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting It's a New Day.
You are the one who knows my need before I call. You tell the storm when it will cease before it starts. The God above who searches the in my heart, the highest praise can I proclaim how great you are. There is none like you. No sacrifice.